Anyway, so we're starting the new sugya on Chav Zayim Aleph. Do we have shir today? Rabbi Grunblatt was here. He came down to give bechinas, so he actually spoke to the guys. So I got a vacation. So this is the first time I'm learning this. So you have to go easy on me. Okay. I mean, if it's a kav or shis harabim, person puts a kav or shis harabim, it's Chav Zayim Aleph, the beginning of the parak, meniach. Right. I learned this Amaniach in what grade? I probably in eighth grade or seventh or eighth grade. So can I begin to say you're not about to for a minute. Rav Gifter came to the yeshiva. I don't know if you people were, I think that's Rabbi Meltzer, were you around when Rabbi Gifter came? Rav Nosson? Are you still there? Were you Rabbi Meltzer or Rabbi May?
I was there.
That was Yevamis, yes.
That was Yevamis.
Yes, it was.
And so, I remember you were chasing him up and down the stairs.
Okay. Anyway, so Rav Gifter came to yeshiva, so he said a gevaldik of art, which is really gevaldik. He said as follows. He quoted a maisa. Now, I don't exactly know if I'm saying the maisa right, because it's about quite a number of years ago. But basically, he said that the nitzivis, of Yaakov Mili was a Rav in Lisa. He was a Rav in the same city that his Rebbe was a Rav in, or something like that. So they asked him that who was a bigger Talmud Chacham, you or your Rebbe? He said, Avad and my Rebbe. He said, so how do you explain that when your Rebbe gave a drasha, in those days you used to give only like four drashas a year, Shabbos Agado, Shabbos Shuva, maybe two drushas here, I don't know. But so when your Rebbe gave a drasha, says everybody understood. Says when you give a drasha, only the biggest hamdanim understand. Seems that your drushas are tefer, more, you know. So you're apparently a bigger lamdan. So he says you take the Gemara, take a Gemara Maniach. I learned it in seventh or eighth grade. I don't remember. He says when you would have asked me in seventh grade, do I understand it perfectly? I was probably about Gaiva Dika kid. I would have said, yes. He said, test me, ask me anything. I know everything. He says, would you ask me if it was boring? It wasn't boring, but I know it all. Same kid, he learns it 5 years later. You ask him, was it boring? No. Was it easy? No, I had to work hard to understand it. But now you got it? Yeah, ask me anything. 5 years later again. Says you go up to the Moshe Feinstein, same thing. Go to Akiva Eger, you go to the Gra, right? Keep on going. Each person ask him, was it boring? No, it was very hard. But now I know it. He said, it's an amazing Kayach Torah that it can be read on so many different levels. And each person reads it on his level, finds it interesting, challenging, and he thinks he understands it. And he's satisfied. He says, imagine a math book that was used by the seventh grader and the biggest professor. And each one would find it difficult to understand, but at the end they would think they understand it. He says, it's impossible. He says, that was the greatness of Chazal, that they were able to write on different levels simultaneously. So the Nesiva said that my Rebbe was so great that he gave his Shabbos HaGadol drasha. He also did that. So he said a drasha that Bevas Achas was on two levels. So the biggest Lamdanim understood it on one level, and the Hamonim understood it on a different level, and everyone walked out thinking they understood it. He said, I'm not as great as my Rebbe. I can only speak on one level. But Meda, only one group of people understand me. Anyway, I think I have a gevaldig of art. I don't know if anyone appreciates it, but I like it. Because it's really the insight of Ian, is that Torah can be understood. You can learn Torah like a five-year-old. You can learn Torah like the God of Dar. Okay, anyway. So Amaniach, they learned that in seventh or eighth grade, Amaniach. I remember I learned it in elementary school. So, okay. Amaniach is a kabish as a rabbin. Ubo akar vinisko bo v'shavra potter. So I put down my card. And someone else walks by, he doesn't see it, and he breaks it. So he's potter, because he's not obligated to be nervous that someone left his card in the middle of Shasarabim. doesn't have to look where he's going. Then who's like Bob Harakovis? Chayav in Nizko. But if he was Huzik, but right, I'm not sure if that would apply today, by the way. Because let's say today, a person, it happens all the time, you're driving a car, and there's a car in front of you on the street, and he stops and he parks, and right? He double parks. I have it all the time in my neighborhood. We have all these gardeners, they say they double park in the middle of the street. So if you're driving along and you don't see that guy double parked, and you smash into him, I assume you're chayiv, no? I assume so.
It's yeah. A little bit different size and saying you're not, it's not comparing apples to oranges or apples to apples.
Different because they're bigger?
Or yeah.
Or is that the vort or the vort is, and what would be a motorcycle? Then I would be putter. It'd be bicycle, I'd be putter. Or it'd the difference is that in America, you're obligated to, you know, as in Chazal's time, you weren't, streets were made for walking and not for parking. But in America, it's an accepted norm that people park their cars in the middle of the street. I don't know.
But they don't have rishus. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara has two different mahalchim. The boile liyuni mezel. That's the first mahalach. And then they quote the Marava. They said a person doesn't look where he's going.
Right.
So it's a machlokes. Whether a person, a human being, is supposed to see where he's going or not.
But maybe it depends whether you're in a place where if you're driving on a highway, you're supposed to look where you're going. There's a certain, you can't say I didn't look where I was going. So I don't know if that's an excuse. It could be in America. You're saying it could be in America, you're obligated to look where you're going. Maybe the halacha changes. That's what I'm saying. Maybe the halacha changes. In America, if I would drive a car and a guy would put his, the guy's doing, moving, and he's putting his car in the middle of the street while he's getting ready to move, and I smash into my car, I'm not sure I'd be put there, because you're supposed to, when you drive a car, you are expected to look.
Rebbe, the Gemara discusses this case.
Yeah.
And Rava, the Gemara says, we're talking Beis Abad, even though it's around the corner, Chazal gave him permission to put the his chalis outside, because there's loading and unloading. Similarly, if there's moving trucks, you know, the municipality allows them to load and unload.
Okay. In other words, so in other words, it's halacha. Okay, I don't know. I'm not sure, but I don't know. But there must be some gather where they're not necessarily allowed. You know, obviously, this case of Nia Chesakanis, you're not, there's no special with shows. But the Maisa, I'm just saying, I'm suggesting that in America, it might be different. Because in America, when you drive a car at least, you're expected to look, to check the pedestrians, you're expected to look. You can't tie the guy had no right, the pedestrian walks in the street and had no right to walk across in the red. I don't think you can say, I don't know, you know, it's not my fault that he crossed in the red, you know.
That's a kanas, though. That might just be a kanas ba'alma. It's not,
the kanas, I think you're expected, when you drive a car, you're expected to be looking at all times.
I would assume that at the time of the Gemara, a horse and wagon had a different halacha than a person walking. If a guy was riding a horse and a wagon, he would be more responsible than a guy who was walking.
Okay, maybe in others, this is walking, and maybe you're allowed to be daydreaming when you're walking, and that's, you're not such a dangerous person. You're allowed
American
to learning.
Would be any hazard that's foreseeable by a reasonable person.
What?
The American standard would be any hazard that's foreseeable by a reasonable person, which would be fully on what the norm is.
But I'm not sure that that's the same as this Mishnah. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know. But at Lechara, we go by the minig of the Makom. So it is possible, I don't know, I'm just talking out of my hat, that it's possible that this Mishnah would not apply in America. Because if you're supposed to be paying attention to the road, then it is possible. I heard also, as long as it's the first time I'm allowed to battle, so the battle, you're driving a car, and there's another car in front of you. The car stops. Do you smash into it? Normal driver. Well, someone help me. I want to be. No, what do you do when the guy in front of you stops?
You stop.
Right? Because you see him stop, you stop. Then you can be following him for 10 minutes. Every time he stops, you stop. Then he finally turns off. Say, oh, Baruch Hashem. And I asked you, what color was that car? Will you know? So the answer is supposed to be, I don't know what you people would say. I would say I would have no idea. Like I wasn't paying attention to what color it was. Even though I obviously saw it, Haraya, every time he stopped, I stopped. Every time, and even got me upset. He's stopping so much. Why is he stopping at every stop sign? And you know, whatever it is, I don't know. You know, but the Maisa, I never banged into him, but I wasn't machsh of him. So I never paid attention. I sure don't know what kind of car it is. I might not even know what color the car is. I don't know anything about it. So some gadol said, I think it was Rabbi Avrahami, that's the way it's supposed to be. And you're walking down the street and there's a woman in front of you. It's not just that you put your eyes down and you walk, you know, you see her, but you see her like, who cares? It's like a car, you know? You're totally uninterested. You're totally uninterested after she walks away. I asked you, what did she look like? And who? You know, I don't remember there was someone there. She's so totally uninterested. That's the hashkafa, and the proper hanhaga, that when it's tackless. And you're supposed to train yourself that you don't care about the woman that's in front of you.
Even by the car, if you know someone's going to ask you afterwards what color it is, then you get another color.
No one's gonna ask you about the girl either.
No, since I don't think about a pink elephant. You think about a pink elephant.
Right, I'm saying, but you're supposed to have the madrega that is you're so uninterested in it. Just like the reason why I don't know what color the car is, even though I was looking at it for 10 minutes, because I'm not interested. So if you're not interested, you can look at something and still cannot basically not see it.
No, I'm saying if you're focusing and not being interested, maybe that will make you interested. Maybe it's better to think about it in this
and
way.
I don't say you focus this second have to be interested. Your whole general attitude in life is you're not interested. Uh-huh. It's not this second. You're just like in the car. You're just not interested. So Mimeda, you don't see it. Oh. So when the girl's in front of you, because you've trained yourself in life that you don't care about these things, so you're not interested. So when the Gadol Hador walks down the street, he doesn't have to put his eyes down. He doesn't see it. He's not interested.
A person should reach that madriga. That's
right.
Oh, I misunderstood. The goal in life is
to reach the point where you're not interested. So maybe you don't see. So you're not nichsho because you don't see it. That's what we're supposed to be striving for. Right? You can't do it. You're right. You can't do it on one case. You say, okay, I'm going to. You can't tell yourself I'm not interested when you're interested. But you're supposed to reach the madriga. That just like we're not interested in the car that's in front of us and we don't even see it. And even though we see it and we don't bang into it, but we don't really see it. We don't pay any attention to the details. And therefore a minute later, it's totally forgotten. So that's the attitude you're supposed to have toward, I see another new person, Anivea Kramer. Hello there. Okay, I guess we have to go back to learn. I was in the middle of battling, but I gotta learn a little bit, especially if there's new people here. Okay. All right. Yak, your name now has changed. Okay. Anyway, so let's go back. I thought I was a new person, but all right. Anyway, so again, so Menachas Akabish is a rabbok, I mean, it's go, Bishavra Potter. So you're Potter because you didn't have to see it. Right? That's Pashim Shat. The Rebbe Meltzer says that there might be a machlokes in the Gemara. Huzik Bava Chavis Chaya Benisko, and if you're Huzik, so the Bava Chavis take care. He has to pay you because it's your fault. Okay. Says the Gemara, Pasuk Mikavis Yim Bechavis. Now there's a Gemara, there's a problem in the Mishnah. It starts out, Aminiach is a Kabbish, it's a Rabbin. So it's talking about a god, and it ends with a bow of chavis. Tonight, Nami, Zeba, Chavis of Zeba, Bekad, Bekaraso, Nishra Kado. Should have said Nishra Chavaso, Chavaso, Chaviso. Nishra Kado, Zeba, Bekaraso, Shose, Potter. So again, Potter, Bechavis to see him, Bekad. Tonight, Nami, Zeba, Bechavis, Shayan, Zeba, Bekado, Shodvash. Nishra Chavis, Shodvash. So first it was a cat, Shodvash. And now it says Chavish Shodvash. Shavik Zayin of Itzra says Vash. And so the Chavibo is Chavaro. So again, Bozovic Chavis, Yim Chavis. Okay, so we have three places that the Tana went ahead and started with Khan and ends with Chavis. Well, one place he started with Chavis and he ends with Khan. So, okay, Omar Rapapa. Hainu Khan, Hainu Chavis. That it's they're the same. The Main Afkamina. In other words, the Gemara is assuming it's not just them that they're the same, but the Tana wrote it this way to teach you that they're the same. Right? I'm assuming the Main Afkamina is a kasha on the Tana. No, not on Rav Papa. No? Anyone agree? And as Rav Papa said when he said, that was in order to answer the Mishnah. Rav Papa, you can't ask on Rav Papa, my nafka mina. Rav Papa had a saying to answer the kasha on the three Mishnahs. So when the Gemara asks the my nafka mina, are they asking on Rav Papa or they're asking on the Mishnah?
It'd be a question, if it would force an alternative answer to Rav Papa, that'd be a question on Rav Papa too.
Yeah.
Papa's not fully answering the question.
In other words, why would the Mishnah do it? My nafkamina is a kasha on the Mishnah, right?
Only according to Rav Papa.
What?
Only according to Rav Papa.
I understand, but I understand. According to Rav Papa, there's a kasha on the Mishnah. But it's not, we're not, the other way you could read the Gemara like this. Amar Rav Papa, Hainu Khan, Hainu Chavis. Rav Papa is making a statement. Hainu Khan, Hainu Chavis. Rav Papa got up in the middle of the base medrash and he gave his share. And Rav Papa's share was, Hainu Khan, Hainu Chavis. And that happens to answer the Mishnah. Rav Papa maybe was saying not to answer the Mishnah. Rav Papa stopped, said his share. Then the Gemara said, Kasha, the Main Afkamina. Why did Rav Papa say this share? Right? But I'm assuming that's not right shot. It's not that Rav Papa gave his share in general, Hainu Khan, Hainu Chavis. And they're asking a Kasha on Rav Papa. I'm assuming Rav Papa said what he said to answer the Mishnah. And Rav Papa has to say, there's no kasha why Rav Papa said what he said. The question is, according to Rav Papa, why the Mishnah say it, right? And I assume everyone agreeing with me, or someone wants to disagree.
Maybe Rav Papa said, Hainu Khan, Hainu Chavis, and Mutaka don't know what he was referring to. And the Gemara is asking the kasha in order to get to the final answer.
But how can you ask a mind nafkamina on Rav Papa? Rav Papa said it to answer the Mishnah.
No, we don't know what he said. He said it somewhere. We don't know where he said it. We know it was a memory from Rav Papa, and the Gemara is using that memory from Rav Papa to build up to get to an answer for the Mishnah.
Yeah, I know. You see, look at the Rabbeinu Chananu. I have no idea what he means. Amar Rav Papa, Kad v'chavash echadu. The my nafkamina, kloimar, my tzarech l'daktik b'zeh. So are they asking on Rav Papa or they're asking on the Mishnah?
Sounds like Rav Papa.
It sounds almost like
Rav Papa. In other words, if Rav Papa, if there's no, it sounds like they feel. See, I don't know. I would have thought there's no question, Rav Papa. Rav Papa had to say what he said to answer the Mishnah. I did no nafkamina. So what if there's no nafkamina? The Torah is not only for nafkaminas. Torah is, you want to be able to read the Mishnah. So Rav Papa, I remember
one of my the first Mishnah can't years, be just a dictionary.
What?
The Mishnah is not a dictionary.
I understand the Mishnah is not, but the question is Rav Papa. Now, there's the Rabbeinu Chananel's mashma, they're asking a kasha on Rav Papa. Not on the
Papa is saying shot in the Mishnah.
I can say, but that's not the way Rabbeinu Chananel's mashma. Rabbeinu Chananel's mashma, that they're not saying, Rav Papa, you didn't succeed in explaining the Mishnah. Because according to you, we don't understand what did the Tana have in mind when the Tana did this. That doesn't sound like what he's saying. That would be called Matzah Didactic. That would be why the Tana did it. It's not called the Didactic, I don't think. It sounds like more like that Enochinami, that Rav Papa was Medayik from the Mishnah, that Khan and Chavis mean the same thing. And the Tana did it because damn, the same word means the same thing. So you're allowed to be, you know, in modern literature, you use different words to say the same thing because you don't want to be boring. I don't know. There's no necessarily a kasha on the Mishnah, why the Mishnah changed the word. If it means the same thing, you're allowed to use the same with different words. But the question is on Rav Papa, why did Rav Papa tell us this? Who cares? Why would Rav Papa get up and make this statement that Khan and Chavis is the same? That's what it sounds like from Rabbeinu Chananel, no? The Mayin Av Kamina, Kloimar, Mad Tzarech Lidaktik. Why did Rav Papa have to? Lidaktik means to make a diuk. It sounds like Rav Papa is making a diukim. What's motivating Rav Papa to make this diuk? Not what's motivating the Mishnah to write it.
Could Lidaktik here mean like to be particular? In other words, maybe Rabbeinu Chananel is reading Rav Papa to be saying the Mishnah is teaching us Hainu Kad Hainu Chavis. So then the question is, okay, what is the Mishnah like telling us these nuances of language? Like, who cares?
Yeah, I know, but I just don't think that's what the word Lidaktik means. Lidaktik usually means to be Medaktik. The Medaktik means to be very, very careful. You're saying it's everything. Why would the Tana teach this to you? It's not called a didactic. Why would the Tana be interested in conveying this message? And a didactic.
But isn't conveying these nuances of language?
Papa was didactic. Our Papa was fetching. Our Papa was fetching on the word. So what motivated Rav Papa to fetch? I don't know if it makes any enough me, but just it sounds, you know, I don't want to be medactic for no reason. But the
it does make an afkamina.
What it does?
It makes a big afkamina.
Why?
Because if you learn like this Rabbeinu Chananel, so then the whole question really is only on Rav Papa, it's not a question on the Mishnah.
Yeah.
In which case the Gemara's conclusion from Rav Papa does not mean that it's Medayik from the Mishnah itself. It just means that's what Rav Papa was saying.
Oh, very good. In other words, Shamir is saying a good point because there's a tremendous kasha on the Gemara, which we didn't, you know, obviously, I have to admit, I did cheat a draft. I did read about a minute before shir. The Gemara goes ahead and says, the Mishnah is teaching you, ain't hokin the moment achar right. So the kasha is that it's a machlokes amaroyim, Rav and Shmuel. So if the purpose of the Mishnah was to teach you in Hokimam and Acharayv, so that's good for Shmuel that holds in Hokimam and Acharayv. But Rav who holds Hokimam and Acharayv, we know it's a Machlekes Amaroyim, so he won't have an answer for the Mishnah. So if the Gemara's cash is only in Rav Papa, so Shamir is saying very good. If the Gemara's whole cash is in Rav Papa, what was Rav Papa's purpose? So very good. Rav Papa is passing la halacha. We pass in like Shmuel. Ain't okim imam and acharayv. That's how we pass in la halacha. And Rav Papa was telling you this because it's no gay, not even the hilchasa. But to say that the kasha was on the Mishnah, so then there's a good kasha. Then there's no answer according to Rav.
A lot of Rishonim learn that Rav Papa is uncontested. The Mishnah itself is shver on Rav.
Yeah.
Rabbeinu Tam in that first Taisus addresses that. He says this Mishnah can go even according to Rav. Means so. Well, according to you, why is Rabbeinu Tam worried?
because I have a very simple answer. Because I didn't read Rabbeinu Tam. I told you I didn't prepare yet. You're ahead of me. I didn't get up to Tysus yet. So okay, so maybe you're right. We're gonna have Mamash Gevaldik a piece of Torah, and we'll say it's a machlekes Rabbeinu Chanan, Rabbeinu Tam, then according to you. I like that. I don't know. Okay, but yeah, I didn't learn Tysus yet. Tysus asked his kasha. What is Shmuel Rabbi in our Mishnah? What?
Rabbeinu Tam explains. Rabbeinu Tam explains how this statement of Ein Hochma Lomar Achar Rov is true, even according to Rav.
So Pashas, he's bothered by it as a kasha. So it would seem to indicate if Shamir is right and if we're reading Rabbeinu Chananu correctly. So that would be imply that there might be a machlokes Rabbeinu Chananu and the Rabbeinu Tam. Maybe that would be very, very interesting. It's a little bit kupeldik without preparing and without doing anything, but you know, that's what we try and find these quick, cute little machlokes in. Okay.
But now Chesky's point is a little bit more pertinent. Chesky was saying that ledaktik really just means to be exacting. So how does, meaning how is Rebbe getting from Rabbeinu Chananel that really it's Reb Papa? Maybe he just means ledaktik and that the Mishnah, the Tana of the Mishnah was being exacting in his language.
Okay, I don't know, maybe.
It's not a Tana of the Mishnah being ledaktik.
It's not right. It's not that he wasn't exacting. Like, if he wanted to really be exact in his language, he would have used the same word. The Tana is going out of his way to be unclear in his language to convey a message. It's not the word adoptic is, you know, if anything, you know, the Kleimar, it was better before the Kleimar. Just my nafkamina is what's the nafkamina that the Mishnah is telling you that Kanachum isn't the same. It's in my story on the adoptic is that. I don't know. It's not so nice in the words adoptic. Adoptic means tiktok. You're being clear. It's not really according to Rav Papa. He's not being careful. He's always being taking like a risk. He's writing in a unclear way. He's going out of his way to write unclear to convey a message.
Okay. How does Rabbeinu Chananel learn the first step of the Gemara? Pasuk v'chad v'chayim v'chavis. That's not a kasha?
No, it's a kasha on the Mishnah. The answer is that the two words mean the same, and the Tana, therefore, is allowed, samazayinos, you're allowed to use two words that mean, you know, there's two, if the two words mean the same, you're allowed to use to interchange. Doesn't have to mean that there's a chidush halacha.
And so then how does the Gemara know that Rav Papa wasn't just answering the Gemara's kasha? How does the Gemara
Because Rav Papa wouldn't be medactic in that. As he went to, if there's no, The pshat would be that if there's no relevance, halacha, so you don't bother giving a shir on something. I would have said like you, but
he said probably giving a shir. Maybe he's just answering, like Rebbe says, just answering the question.
Okay, so he wouldn't have bothered. You know, like he has more important things to do. If the answer to that question is not going to have any major ramifications on the sugya, It just has no relevance, halacha. So he shouldn't have, you know, he came up, that shouldn't have been the subject of his shir. That's not, you know, I remember when I was once, one of the first years in yeshiva, we won't mention who, but it was a very chashre kolo person, one of the chashuv of the yeshiva, he said a chabura, and his chiddush and his chabura was that a word doesn't mean what we thought a word meant. So he was very apologetic. He says, you know, he would never give a chabur like this. There's no lamdish shachidish. Doesn't change the sugya. It just the chish was that everyone read the sefer this way. And he was mechanish that this word is being, when people are misreading it, he meant something else. He says, but what can he do? He worked on this sefer. He thought there was some big chidish here. And after working for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, he came to a conclusion that the chidish is that's what the word means. But
just to point out,
you don't usually say that as a chabura, as a shir. You know, if you were saying a chabura, I gave up saying a popo shir, it's not the shir you're going to pick. So Rav Papa got up, he gave a shear. So man, why is he giving this shear? Like, who cares? You know, that's sort of a kasha. It's not okay, man. You know, he helped us in a Mishnah, but it has no relevance, so it's not okay. We would have left the Mishnah shver. It's okay, we don't have to shver. We would know the answer. It's not like it's not the thing to stop on.
They know the yard,
that's what it sounds like from the Rabbeinu, from the Rach.
So according to the one not like Rav Papa, is the question still the same, that the Gemara's question is, why is the Mishnah inconsistent?
The Gemara's original question is, why is the Mishnah inconsistent?
Right.
But the question is the steps of the Gemara. If you don't like the Rach, the Gemara's answer is the Mishnah is allowed to change the word because the two words mean the same. And if two words mean the same, you're allowed to interchange them for no reason whatsoever. And the Tana doesn't have to have any ulterior motive why he does it. They mean the same, so he uses the two words.
What was the Havamina? That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that you could be inconsistent for no reason?
The Gemara and the Havamina didn't know that the two words meant the same, and therefore they were bothered, why is the Mishnah changing the word? And Rav Papa answered, just a Chiddush in Hilchus words, which has no nafkamina theoretically, could theoretically have no nafkamina l'alacha. That you know that you should that two words mean the same, and therefore it's a synonym, and you're allowed to interchange in the sentence as another word that means the same, because if they mean the same, so why not? Then the Gemara asks the kasha, but why did Rav Papa make a big deal about this point? And he wrote, sent it over as a shear. He got up and robbed him, and he said that this is China and the Mishnah, like, since if it has no ramifications except to help you understand the Mishnah, it's not something that you would have picked as his for his prabha, you know, for his big shear. It's not relevant. It's not something you make a big doodle out of it. And for the Gemara, because Rav Papa had an ulterior motive. That's the way it sounds like Rabbeinu Chananu. The simple pshat of the Gemara is not like that. The simple pshat of the Gemara, I agree, is that it's a Mishnah. Even if the two words mean the same thing, the Tana would not change to use a different word unless he has an agenda. Because even though in English, when I was being taught in you know, Mahedik and Yeshiva, you know, I went to Yeshiva Chafetz Chaim in high school, they taught us that when you're writing a composition, you're supposed to change the word, even if because it's boring. The reader will be bored if you use the same word twice. So he's supposed to get a theorist and find another word that means the same thing just to avoid boredom. But the Gemara is saying that the Tana wouldn't do that. The Tana doesn't care about boredom. And the Tana would not change the word because by changing the word, he's confusing you. So the Gemara's cash is on the Mishnah. Why the Mishnah changed the word? It's confusing. Even though it makes life more interesting and it's less boring, but it's confusing. Tara says the Tana did it because the Tana wanted to teach us a Chiddush. Right? That's the two pshatim in the Gemara. And then you're right, then the kasha will be, so according to Shmuel, what was the Tana's agenda? Yeah.
Okay. The way we see the Rabbeinu Chananel, shouldn't it be Kedde Amar Rav Papa then?
What?
Shouldn't it be Kedde Amar Rav Papa? According to Rabbeinu Chananel?
Why? Give me a stated reason why.
Rav Papa, when someone is answering a question, we say Amar, meaning he answered it. But whenever we're quoting, we're saying that he's not speaking about our Mishnah. He gave a shear.
We're saying he spoke about our Mishnah.
No, we understand that according to Rabbeinu Chananel, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, we understand that Rav Papa gave a shear somewhere. Yeah, saying that those two things are the same.
So we're sort of saying the combination. We're saying that Papa gave his shir based it on our Mishnah, but he wouldn't have based the shir on our Mishnah if it was no relevance. Because the Papa came in and said, from our Mishnah, you can see a gewaldig thing. But if there's no relevance, so why would he do that, the Papa? In other words, what is it? You know, we don't care. So you're stopping on a point. Why would Rav Papa make a point to teach you something from the Mishnah which has no relevance? Must be it has relevance.
Why would Rav Papa tell you the halachas like Shmuel?
What?
Why would Rav Papa tell you that the halachas like Shmuel?
I don't know if that's so shver. lived. I don't know when Rav Papa lived. I don't know when Rav Shmuel lived. I'm not a historian. I don't know who says it's a known factor than Rav Papa's time that he passed in like Shmuel and not like Rav. I don't know. Is that so obvious? I don't know. Who said we're passing like Shmuel? That's a rule. Rav and Shmuel, we're passing like
Shmuel Bedini.
Shmuel Bedini. Okay. I don't know. I don't even know if Rav Papa knew. Probably know Rav Papa came before Rav and Shmuel. I don't know.
No.
I
have to get later.
Someone who knows some history. Okay. Okay, let's go further. It's just interesting. It is interesting.
I mean, Rabbeinu Hanano, we don't even have to say the Gemara was ever asking a question. The Gemara had just been taking note of the fact that it's Pasuk Zeh, the seeing the Zeh.
No, but the Gemara, he says, Ma'i Tzarech. Ma'i Tzarech means it's a question. Kolomar, Ma'i Tzarech Ladakdek. The Rabbeinu Hanano says clearly the Gemara is asking a question.
No, on Rav Papa, the Gemara is asking that question. But I mean, to say is that as far as what the Gemara initially was doing, the Gemara initially may have just been noting the fact, but didn't come in and go out and explain it. Just noted it, and Rav Papa gave the answer, gave an explanation.
Okay. Anyway, let's go further. I hear. So, Rav Papa, Hainukah, and Hainukah. It's a nine of Kamina, the Mekahu Memker. So, Resid Rashi, Mekahu Memker. Shabiyana Moicher, Losi Slow, Aza Shiyirza. The Moicher can give whichever one he wants. Even though they made up that you're going to give him a chavetz, which implies something big, so you're allowed to give a smaller one. So even though the mashmos of the lashon chavetz has an intrinsic mashmos that it's big, and kad has an intrinsic mashmos that it's little, you say chavetz, you can give a little one because he. Even though there's a mashma, it's not a conclusive mashmos. When Rashi says it's mashma, the Gemara seems, it's a pashtus. Rashi is almost not like the Gemara. The Gemara says it's because zil basaruba, right? That's not what Rashi seems to say, right? The Gemara says that there's a rife. Right, people call a big one a chavis and a little one a kad. That's not what Rashi's saying. Rashi doesn't say because right. Rashi says that there's a mashma. In other words, that Rashi sounds like if you read Rashi, everybody usually when they say chavis, they mean big, and everyone occasionally will say chavis and mean little. Right? It's a little different than the way the Gemara is saying it. Maybe Rashi's learning the Gemara switching. But no, Rashi should have said, Afilo hitni mochavis, derive pamim, rive mekai, rive anashim, karin achavis, gedoda. But Rashi says, demashma gedoda. Right? So Rashi's a little different than the Gemara.
But why wouldn't you just say that the consequence of a rove is it makes a certain implication otherwise? It has a bunch of
that's not the word. That's not what rove does. Rove doesn't. Rove is a concept. You go bust a rove. The question is, from which group of people are you? There's two groups of people. There's the Italian group and the French group. In Italian, the word means this. And in Spanish, the word means something else. And you use that word. And we want to know, are you an Italian? I said, I'm selling you the first floor of the building. I'm selling you an apartment on the first floor. If you're British, the first floor means one floor up. I think in Israel also. I don't know who's from Israel. I think one first floor might be one floor up. No? Is that right? The first floor is one floor up.
Well, most of the houses in Israel are on the...
There's nothing on the lobby, on the ground floor. So, Koma Aleph means one floor up. But in America, first floor means the ground floor. So a guy goes ahead and he wants Ozzy, the contractor, I'm buying a ground floor apartment. I mean, I Koma Aleph. So now the question is, are you an American or Israeli? So it's not a question of mashma. The word has no intrinsic mashmos. It just depends on which country you come from. So Roy says you're an Israeli, when Amir says you're an American, or vice versa. So that's the way it would seem to be in the Gemara. But Rashi says,
why wouldn't you say Rove means the majority of times it's used to reference the larger one?
No, I don't think that's the way it's, I don't think that's what Rove means in the Gemara. I think Rove says, it's just like Mocha Shor and Raja. It's Pshat is that they go up to the Gemara, and there are people. It means there are people that the different types of people, right? That's what it's over there. Rashi equates it to the Gemara on Mem Vav, and over there it says there are different types of people.
Okay, no, but there's a distinction between our case.
Gavra the Zavin and Rava, Igavra the Zavin and Nichsei. There's two different types of people. So Pashup Shat, okay, you know, man, you tell me Rashi. Say Rashi not learning that, but the Pashup Shah in the Gemara is that there are two types of people in the world. There are people that always call the big one Chavis, and there are people that will call the little one Chavis. And the question is, right, and the people speak this way, and immediate people speak differently. That's Pashup Shah, not that they're...
But isn't this case different than the short case? I mean, Rashi says here it was Hisnai Imai Chavis, meaning you don't have that in that other case.
I don't know, Rashi. I tell you the truth. I'm hard to argue because I'm not. Again, I didn't really. I just skimmed this like 5 minutes before Shir. I can't tell you, but that's why. But let me go further. It does sound. It is interesting that Rashi says, if I'm wrong, I could be. I'm wrong, but I don't think that's a Parshat Shat the way I would have read it. The simple reading in the Gemara, the way I read it, is that there are two groups of people. There are certain people that this is how they speak Chavis, and they always mean big. And there's another group of people that when they say Chavis, they mean little. And the question is, which group do you belong to? Well, Rashi says a different word. Rashi says that there's an intrinsic mashmos in the Lashon. I would personally suspect that Rashi is learning that the Gemara is switching. That there's a stages in the Gemara. The Gemara, the Gemara didn't know yet of the Gemara. When the Gemara says Amay Nafkamina, the Mecha Chumemkar, the Gemara yet doesn't know yet about that there's a rive. So therefore, Rashi in the beginning thought the Nafkamina is because of Mashmos, and then the Gemara is going to fall off of that and come on to a different pshat. That's how I would suspect the pshat and Rashi.
Maybe the pshat over here is that the Gemara said, Rav Papa said, Hainu Chavis, Hainu Kad. The simple reading the Gemara is, the conclusion of the Gemara is that's the Miyat is Hainu Chavis, Hainu Kad. Maybe Rashi's learning that no, universally, Hainu Chavis, Hainu Kad, just that the Mashmos, when you pick to refer to as Chavis as opposed to Kad, is you're referring to a bigger one, and when you use Kad, you're referring to a small.
Okay, but I again, that's why we
don't read. But according to Rebbe, you don't need the
Hisnei. Let's read the Gemara. I just don't think that that's what the Gemara is mashma. So, but we can't argue and read it yet. So that's why to read the Gemara.
But in Rashi, what's Hisnei mean?
I said I'm going to sell you a Chavis, and the inherent mashmos. When you use the word chavis, there's a mashmos of big. It's not a conclusive mashmos. It means that it's a certain mashmos. It's not conclusive. Usually, usually speaking, when a person is medactic in his lashon, again the word medactic, like Rabbeinu Hanano, when he says chavis, and he's medactic, he means big. But sometimes people are not so medactic in their speech, and they speak quickly, and they would use the word chavis even if they don't mean big. Like sometimes I call my kids by their wrong names, right? So sometimes you're, for whatever reason, you're, I don't know if anyone else does that, but I do that. So when you're not medactic, you make mistakes. So the way Rashi's mashma, that some people, they you know, Once in a while, you call a kan a chavis, and you call a chavis a kan, because people are not so medactic. So even though there's a mashmals, but it's not a clear cut. But let's see what the Gemara says. So Gemara says, So Rashi says that even though the mashmals is one thing, you could do whatever you want. So Gemara says, hey, chidami. So according to me, I don't know what the Gemara's question is. We said that we're in a place where everybody calls it, and it just said, you know, most of the time. So okay, I don't know. So Gemara says, lo sricha the ruba kare and kada kada, with a chavisa chavisa. The ikonami, ikonami sounds like it's other people. Ikonami, it doesn't say in the same person, right? Ikonami means other people. I'm pretty sure that's right. What I'm saying. The ikonami, there's also ruba always called kada kada chavisa chavisa. That's it. That's what ruba does. The ikonami, but there are some people. And they, for some reason, have it backwards. Not that they call both both. They always call a big one a little one, a little one. They have their own language.
That doesn't fit with Rapapa. That Rapapa said Hainu Chavis Hainu Kad. That's not Hainu Chavis Hainu Kad. There's people that
halachically it's Hainu.
Okay, anyway, but that's what it sounds like from the Gemara, that there are two groups of people. There's no one uses one word for both. That's what the Gemara is mashma.
That's very mudna. That mitzia is extremely mudna, that you have people in the same interacting with each other using the exact same term to mean different things. That's very mudna. That's like Migdal Bubble.
I told you, first floor is in Israel. You go to Israel, you tell the guy, I'll be on the first floor. You'll get it. That's a very common thing.
That they use them interchangeably. He says, Karunami lechavisa kada velakada chavisa.
Ikanami de karo lechavisa kada. They call a chavisa kada. Urekada chavisa. That means interchangeable. Always call a chavisa kada, and they always call a kada a chavisa.
Where are you reading the karunami?
The lashon of nami is not so good. No,
but where are you reading the karunami?
In the rach, the second to last line.
Who's looking at rach? What are you cheating here? What?
In the Rach, I think he has a mashmos, but in the Gemara, it's about the ikanami, the karu, which is better.
Where is the Rach?
The last line in the Rach.
Miyuta kari nami lechavisa kada. Umiyuta kari nami. Oh, the word nami. The word nami. Lechavisa kada. Yeah, so in the Rach, he says nami. But the ika, the karo nami, but we have the word nami before the karo. It's interesting. You know, there's a rap puts and moves the word nami after the karo. So the way he has it, ika the karo nami, yeah, that means that, like you're saying, that they also call it this way. But ika
can I, nami, can I just ask one more thing? According to Rabbi, why does the case have to be that he articulates kad or chavis? Let him not articulate anything, and I still have the same Shiloh with the two classes of some people refer to the
arrive. We want to have a arrive, and we want the chiddush that ain't achim imam and ach arrive. If it's just a 50-50 suffix,
it could be like the short case. It doesn't have to be hisnaimai. The purchaser could order something. And then he gets into a fight, what size he gets, and you say, according to Rebbe, you have
basis, I'm sorry, if you order something and you don't say, so then there's a understanding that you mean something. If you don't bother qualifying yourself, then call gufa, that means you meant you don't care. Unless it's a standard.
No, so it's the same as the short case. In the short case, the guy cares.
Because in the short case, there's a normal standard that people want short for the Raja, but the
Exactly. So here too, I have the two classes. Yeah, some guys on the order. They want the larger
standard. What people, some people want big ones and some people want little ones. I don't know if there's a standard and everybody, most people want big kinds. I don't know about that. There are different functions. Some people need big ones and some people need little ones. I don't know. Okay, that's reading, finish the Gemara. So we don't know. This is very, it happens to be an interesting point. I agree with the Nami that the our Gemara puts a nami, v'ika nami dekar dechavis akada, which implies that there's, besides that group of people, there's a different group. And they call a chavisa akad, and they call a kad a chavisa. But the Rach changes the gerasa, or had a different gerasa, v'ika dekar nami. Very interesting that he puts the word nami. I really suspect that the Rach had a different gerasa. Someone has to look up the garrisons here. You have the safer, the different garrisons. What's it called? I forgot what it's called. What's the safer with all the different garrisons?
Close the Hutter happened?
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not familiar with all this. It's a session safer.
They're bringing over here that the many Rishomer Goris Uta Karu. That's what they're just medayiket from. They're medayiket from the Rabbeinu Hananel and the Rishonim. I'm not sure if they have an actual text.
Who are you reading?
Sefer Shinui Ischos in the back of the Mafteach.
Oh, okay. So he said it's a different gerusa.
Yeah, that's what it does seem like that. Yes.
What does it say? Umiuta what?
Umiuta karu.
Next word.
Doesn't have the next word. It is bring that umiuta karu.
I mean, I would have said the different cases. It's just a question where you put the word nami. You put the word nami, then we have it. Or you put the word nami after the karu.
Umiuta karu could be exactly the same like our Gemara.
Well, again, the nami is not in between miuta nami karu. It's just miuta karu.
The Rash has the word miuta also. But okay. Miuta karu. Okay. He probably has the word, they probably mean, and then the word nami.
The word nami's got to go somewhere if there's a word nami. So,
yeah, so they probably meant. Just they didn't write it clearly. You complained to the Mr. They should have read Umiuta Karanami. Okay. Pika de Karanami Nami the Pika Nami the Kari the Chavisa Kada or the Kada Chavisa. Mother Dame is ill Basaruba. So you would have a Havamina. We go Basarai. And therefore the Maker has to give the bigger one. Kamash Madan. Hey no Kamamanakarab. Let's see the Rashi. Heichon the Misapkanon and Milsa, Kigon Hacha, Kigon Amok Ashor Nachavero, the Nimscha Nachlin. Because you sold the animal to your friend, and you find out it was a Nachlin, and you don't know if your friend wanted it to graze, and he can't use an animal as a Nachlin. No, Amrina Zilbas Aruba Zil Udacharisha Kana. We don't say foul the majority, and most people buy animals for domesticated usage for plowing, and therefore they can't use a nakanavitos. And Omar, Hamos Mikhavel Varaya, the Okan Omar, Ashkita Makhaja, I sold it to you for that granted it's a naklin. Maybe even I knew it was a naklin when I sold it to you, but I figured that you need it for meat, and so who cares? I'm a little strange. To me, it bothered a little bit. Why Rashi is a yenta to quote the Gemara on Memva, right? And like, what does he have to tell you? Who's interested in the Gemara on Memva? Kamash Malan.
Maybe
that we don't say it because ain't no Kamamanaka right. So you might have to quote another case.
Meaning it could be it's the reason why you say Kamash Malan Ein Holchem Malach Harov is because that mimer of Ein Holchem Malach Harov is Nimsa in that machlokas over there.
That's Kamash Malan.
He's equating this case and that case, while Toso seems to differentiate the two.
Right, that is definitely true. In other words, especially what Shamir just said now is Kamash Malan, he's quoting Kamash Malan, and he went out of his way to say Kamash Malan like Shmuel. Davis is Gupa saying because he wants to work even like Rav, so he's definitely not quoting Memvav, because Memvav is only like Shmuel, and we're going even in Rav. So Rashi is arguing with Taisis. That Taisis, which I didn't read yet, which you told people quoted. So now what our Torah in the beginning is much better, no? We have only 1 minute left, but our Torah is much better. In other words, the top Taisis, there's a Machlekes Rashi and Taisis about it. Taisis goes in and asks Akasha, apparently on the first Taisis, that what is Rav going to do? And he answers that our Gemara can work in Rav also. But Rashi's beferish not like that, because Rashi's beferish that when the Gemara says Ein Holchem Malach Harov, they're referring to only Shmuel's Ein Holchem Malach Harov, because Rashi connects it to the Gemara on Memvav, which is where there's a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. According to Tosfos, it has nothing to do with the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, because here even Rav agrees. So there's nothing, it's not at all comparable to the case on Memvav. So Rashi is definitely arguing with Taisis. So the question is, if Rashi is arguing with Taisis, what does he do? How are they going to answer Taisis's kasha? Taisis asks a kasha but how can the Mishnah only go like Shmuel, not like Rav? So it's beautiful. So we're saying that the Rav was arguing in the way the Rav read the Gemara. Well, that's pretty amazing. And we have a whole Pilpul share on the first day. No, it's a pretty amazing Pilpul share that we're saying, that the passions of the Machlokes Rashi and Taisis. Taisis is bothered by the Kasha, what is Rav going to do? So he says, this ain't okay, Mama Nakharov, even Rav agrees to. Rashi, beferish, disagrees, because Rashi connects it to the Gemara Memvav, where there's a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So how's Rashi going to have to answer the Kasha? So Taisis says, we have the Rav who learned that the Gemara's Kasha was not on the Mishnah, but the Gemara's Kasha was on Rav Papa. And according to that, so there's no problem. Rav Papa is allowed to go like Shmuel. And there's no Kasha on Rav. Rav doesn't have to agree with Rav Papa. Right? Okay, it sounds feasible. All right, I don't know if it's right, but it sounds feasible. I get Shamir give me a finger. Maybe it's good, a good finger, not a bad finger. Okay.
Thumbs up.
Kashikayach, everyone. Okay, so we'll see. Tomorrow we'll start. We'll look at Taisis tomorrow, I guess. I assume. We'll do probably Pashas will start with the Taisis. The real thief guy is the second Taisis, but we got to take our time till we get there. So we'll start with the first Taisis.